under the best circumstances, you could mess up this community just by saying, okay, everybody's following the rules, let everyone in instead of listening to all the voices.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. You raise, I think, a really important point, and that is, you know, the sustainability of the destination. Within CLIA, this has, again, become abundantly clear that we need to do a better job of working with destinations to minimize the effects of the types of congestion you're talking about and some of the components of moving, you know, large numbers of people around, you know, buses and so forth. This is not only true in places like Rockland, but it's been really prominent in Europe, cities like Venice and Dubrovnik in Croatia, where our industry has gotten together with the mayors of these towns and tried to figure out how do we work together to minimize the effects. They've come up with a number of solutions that have been quite beneficial to the local communities. One of our colleagues in CLIA has this job specifically. She was hired recently, about the same time I was, to look at destination sustainability and to have that kind of outreach and work with tourism councils and communities to figure out how do we make this work for everybody. That's not, you know, my area of responsibility. I'm more within the ship, but from a CLIA perspective, that is really risen to a point of quite a prominence, you know, as an issue that has to be addressed with our partners and the ports that we visit. So, absolutely, those are valid issues, and I think you'll see more from CLIA on that score. Yes, ma'am.
Well, and on that note, I do appreciate that you have come and made this a very open discussion, and clearly there are concerns on all sides. Environmentally, and I think, you know, when we've got this gentleman here talking about, you know, the secret pipe, there were five major, huge ships involved with that secret pipe. But I do think it's important to be very clear and upfront about the damages environmentally and what does happen. Because Rockland, and that's what we'll focus on, is the harbor, and it's a very small harbor community. And it's a look at balancing the environmental needs of the pleasure boaters and balancing the environmental needs of the entire community and seeing how the cruise industry can fit best with us. So it's a different business model, because your business model is shifting, and I appreciate hearing that now the industry itself is willing to have discussions and not just say we're coming in. I think on a state level, the business plan started off very poorly, because the business was on the state level. They made a decision, the cruise industry is right for all harbor towns. And what we found is, all of a sudden, just recently in the past 2 years, harbor towns woke up and pushed back on the state and said, you know, environmentally it may not fit for us. Far Harbor is now re-looking at how they're handling the industry themselves. So from an environmental standpoint, one of the things we haven't talked about is the noise. And has it happened in any other port towns where the noise, where they say breakfast on the Lido deck, or the captain is serving, you know, cocktails at 9, that kind of stops, where there is quiet and there doesn't need to be that booming, constant, over the water noise?
I have heard of some places where cruise ships have been asked to restrict their public announcements to within the ship, you know, so that, you know, it doesn't, you know, carry over the water. I don't know how common that is offhand. Perhaps one of my colleagues here did.
Well, Victoria, British Columbia, negotiated with the industry because they were using their horns when they left at midnight, and they were using announcements as late as 10 o'clock. They made an agreement with the people of James Bay to not make any noise. I think it was after 9 p.m. But that took a couple of years to kind of negotiate and work out.
But I think those kinds of issues are certainly something that can certainly be addressed between communities and the lines that operate there.
I'm sorry, can I just make one point?
Sure.
And this is largely gratuitous, but I want to make it. I'm in the news business, okay? Julian Assange has more integrity in its finger than the entire combined news departments of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Julian Assange has basically been at house arrest in Ecuador. Bill Keller worked for the New York Times. Everything he said about what would happen if he invaded Iraq turned out to be a lie. Bill Keller was rewarded with the most prestigious job in American journalism, the executive editor of the New York Times. We're seeing that everywhere. Wells Fargo, you name the company, they're going for your last penny, and they're betraying their trust. And you're telling us that the one industry out there that you screw around and you break the rules is the cruise industry. I've seen you ruin Key West. I've seen you trying to ruin Charleston. I've seen you're on the verge of ruining Savannah, Georgia, an extraordinarily beautiful city, and you're trying to sell to us that in your business, only following the rules is going to get you an advancement. And I simply do not believe it.